Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord. Lift your hands and worship the King of Kings, even the Lord of Lords, deserving of all praise, deserving of all glory, deserving of all worship. Are you giving him praise? Father, we thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the mighty and marvelous manifestations of your hand. We thank you. No man can do these things except God be with him. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, in as much as we expect him to move and to do great and mighty things in our midst. It is important to first pay attention to what God has done, and then you can release your faith for what he wants to do. Are we together? Is there a grateful person in this place? One more time, I'd like you to give Jesus a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. As I sat back quietly, you would notice I was not, it was almost as if I was not in the service, because I came with a burden in my heart. One, to see God's people experience his power and his grace. But number two, I came with a determination in my heart to see to it that every long-standing issues that have refused to give up, issues that have been there, the doors are called ancient doors, but that under a certain condition they can lift up their heads. In 1 minute, I'd like you to pray. You pray about so many things, but pray that every long-standing issue that has refused to bow to the name of the Lord, let this be the season that it must give up over my life. Go ahead and pray. Pray. All our viewers are around the world connecting by faith. Make sure that you are also praying. Every long-standing issue, the Lord summons you tonight. Someone is praying. Long-standing issue. You bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Do you know what that means? That means every time Jesus is proclaimed, what you are hearing is prophetic. that in what you are hearing is the ability to make it happen again. So if you hear that Jesus healed someone, in that testimony is the faith for you to connect to make it happen again. If you hear that Jesus restored someone, I don't know about you, but please let me encourage you. I know that this is a house that God has so honored with his power and with testimonies, but never trivialize the manifestation of the hand of God. Can you imagine the kind of testimonies? There is none of these people here who is acting or playing some games here. No, you are intelligent people. Delivered from the hand of death. Delivered from the hand of failure.
If he did it before, he can do it again. If he did it before,
he will do it again. Same God right now, same God right now.
If he did it before,
he will do it again. Same God right now, same God right now.
Hallelujah. Wave your hands to Jesus and thank him by faith. A wave offering is a real offering, just like the one you put in your envelope. A wave offering is not, you are not just, this is not some ritual. Lord, we thank you. We wave our hands to you in honor of your power and of your grace. For in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Please be seated. God bless you. Welcome to our miracle service for the month of February. Our miracle services are designed to give us the platform to experience the supernatural power of God to heal, to deliver, and to set free, to bring breakthroughs. We have maintained an understanding that while we love Jesus and while our primary focus is to learn of his ways and to grow, we must always give him the allowance to visit his people in remarkable ways as we would experience tonight and bring them relief, bring them healings, bring them salvation. And so I want your heart to be open. The Bible says that the word of God was preached to them. It says, but they heard the word and did not mix it with faith. And the word did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. Let me start tonight by appreciating everyone, our global family, and then all of us who are here. I am humbled and amazed to know the things that people do all the time, week in, week out, especially at moments like this, to help people connect from around the world. There are people literally who have turned their homes, their churches, their business places to viewing centers, literally without exaggeration. They just connect and allow as many people to just come in and experience Jesus. It takes the Holy Spirit to move the hearts of men on that wise. And for these people, we are truly grateful for all that you have done and all that you are doing to help people connect to what Jesus is doing in our midst. We make bold to say God is in our midst, and we make bold to say he's moving mightily, and that this is only the beginning of the dimensions of him we are seeing. So when we invite people to come and partake of this feast, it is more than just a desire to connect to a man of God or to connect to a ministry. It is a communication of our love and our desperation to see the power and the grace of Jesus extended to as far a people as we can reach. So I really want to appreciate everyone. I also want to appreciate all our special guests. We may not have the time. I'm sure that they had been recognized earlier. Everyone is welcome. in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to give us a charge. There's so much to do tonight, and I don't intend to keep us for too long. But at the same time, we're trusting God, and in my prayers to God, especially today, I asked the Lord and I said, Lord, please let no one situation be shifted to another miracle service. Let it end here once and for all. But you see, you have a role to agree with me by faith. You can decide that for you, miracle service of May will be your own. And you can be right based on your faith. But I'm sure that there's someone who came here and said, today, this moment, I discern that this is my time and this is my season. May it be so for you in Jesus' name. We just finished a series on the supernatural. And so for those of us who are part of this vision, we are not in the dark as to the fact that God is a supernatural God. Are we in agreement? And that the supernatural was designed by God to be commonplace for every believer. The supernatural is every believer's heritage in Christ. A life of miracles, signs, and wonders should be part of our heritage. In fact, Jesus said, these signs shall follow those who believe. That means believers, listen carefully, believers are not supposed to be signless. They are not supposed to be ordinary people. As you move, something should follow you. And that whatever follows you are also messengers, like we have taught. You are not the only one preaching the signs and the miracles. God is with him, they say. The favor of God is with him, they say. Come and hear and learn of his God, they say. These signs and miracles are not just following you, they are saying something. So the supernatural is our heritage in Christ. But miracles, signs, and wonders require certain spiritual atmospheres to happen. This is my message now. Most times, believers want to walk in signs and wonders. Believers want to walk in the miraculous. Believers desire to see supernatural results happen in and through their life. But most times, believers do not know that the supernatural, please listen, the supernatural is atmosphere dependent. Say after me, the supernatural is atmosphere dependent. That means the supernatural does not just happen in any atmosphere and with any atmosphere. There is a specific atmosphere that must be created. There is a combination of spiritual components that must coexist to create the atmosphere of the supernatural. But that if and when that atmosphere is created, then nothing restrains the hand of God from reaching his people. Are we together? We learn from biology and we learn from agriculture that a seed does not grow in just any soil and in just any atmosphere. I had the privilege of visiting a professor and visiting his farm not too long ago, and I was remarkably amazed as they did a tour for me around that farm. Hectares and acres of land, superior technology, brought in Israelis to come and design, you know, the whole farm. And I was taken somewhere where they grow vegetables in 21 days, exactly. 21 days from planting to harvesting. Exact technology. But I found out that the plants, they create a greenhouse system. So there is an atmosphere. They simulate the best atmosphere that can make for that result. Are we together? So I'm saying that agriculture has taught us that every atmosphere does not produce, is not every atmosphere that produces the kind of miracles that we want. You can carry a seed and drop it on the ground, and after 1 year, you will be surprised to meet that seed there. Atmospheres speak. There are atmospheres that tell the plant or the seed, don't grow, and it remains there in obedience to that atmosphere. But the same atmosphere, you can take the same seed to another atmosphere and you watch the miracle of growth and the miracle of resurrection. Is that true? Almost every house has something called a refrigerator. What do you think the assignment of a refrigerator is? It's not just to cool whatever you put there. The refrigerator is a manager of atmospheres. Because whatever it is that you put in there, especially if to preserve, the refrigerator is built based on a consciousness that all the bacteria and everything, they don't just act on food. They depend on an atmosphere. So the atmosphere either avoids it or slows down drastically the activities. Is that true? Atmosphere. There is an atmosphere that can turn raw food into, you call it cooked food. It's an atmosphere. When you set your food on fire and you close it, you expect something to happen. Why do you close the pot? You create an atmosphere. And something happens under that atmosphere. Most believers do not understand the atmosphere factor as far as the miraculous is concerned. And so there are all kinds of assumptions. People just believe that God is in heaven, He loves us, He should move. And we become disappointed because we do not understand that it takes more than just the desire of God to touch you for you to be touched. There is the atmosphere component. And this is what I want to teach you tonight. There are three major components I wrote here. It's just a charge that creates the atmosphere for miracles. That means everywhere you see the manifestation of the miraculous and the supernatural in the life of an individual, especially when you see that it is a realm, it is not just an event that happens. When it becomes a realm of possibility continually, it means that that individual has been able to capture the components to create and to live under that atmosphere. And do you know, the beautiful thing about the atmosphere of the miraculous is that it does not have to remain in church here. You can find the ingredients, and with the mastery of a chef, you can transport that atmosphere. Not just to your house, it can live with you. You can create your own climate. My goodness. So that you become a walking, breathing, living manifestation of the supernatural. In 2005, I was on an extensive study on the miraculous and on signs and wonders and the glory of God particularly. And I began to study the life of the Jews because they had such profound manifestations of the glory of God as recorded in Scripture, especially the Old Testament. I wanted to study what they were taught that would cause the cloud, that Shekinah of His glory, to rest with them. In fact, Moses said it this way. He said, "Do not let us depart from here if your presence will not go with us." He says, "How shall they know that we are a people who are separated, consecrated?" And He said, "My presence will go with you. And because of that presence, I will give you rest." The discoveries that I made shocked me. Because you see, when you watch the nation of Israel through their journey, they were not people who really had weapons of war because they were on transit. Remember that when they started their journey from Egypt, they never had a chance to stop and camp. They were sojourners until they got to the promised land. And yet they fought. Yet many things happened. They carried with them a formula and they carried with them a climate. Are we together now? That when the neighboring nations saw them, They were afraid, not because of the dexterity of their soldiers. They were largely not warriors. But they understood something about an atmosphere that they would carry. They would carry the ark. You will read in your Bible when after they made the ark, they would put it at the center. And even when Balaam is called to come and curse them, he would stand and try to invoke a curse, and it would not happen. And he said, there is a formation. Something about the ark in the center has created a cloud that no speakings from whatever distance can reach them. He said, the shout of a king is in the midst of them. Listen, if you can create this atmosphere, in this atmosphere, you will enjoy immunity. In this atmosphere, you will enjoy favor. In this atmosphere, you will enjoy all things supernatural. The supernatural is not limited to healings and deliverances alone. Every manifestation that is beyond the realm of science, beyond the realm of human thoughts. Do you believe what you're hearing? So, three components very quickly. Let this be a lesson for us. If you're a man of God here, please listen. If you truly want to see the miracle working power of Jesus flow in and through your life, genuine miracles, then here are the keys. Are you ready? Component number one, if you want to create that atmosphere that makes for the supernatural, that makes for the miraculous, component number one, genuine passion and a heart of total surrender. Write it down. The first non-negotiable component. You want to create the atmosphere that is ever conducive for signs and wonders. It is the atmosphere of genuine passion and total surrender. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 and 29. Total surrender. Hear what Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest if you come unto me. Notice, he didn't say follow me yet. He said, come unto me. It takes a lot to come unto him. To come unto him means that you realize you are inadequate. To come unto him means that you realize that by yourself and unassisted, there is not so much you can do. We live in a world that is full of pride. We live in a world where we are not committed to anything at all. But if you must create that atmosphere of the glory and the power of God, it comes with a price. And the first component is genuine passion. Passion towards what? God. Passion towards God and passion towards the things of God. God is not a herbalist. God is not a magician. God does not play games with people. If you come to him, there must be a determination within your heart. The psalmist said, oh Lord, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My heart longs for you. Give it to us, Psalm 63. It says, to see your power and your glory. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsted for you. Say passion. One more time, say passion. My flesh longed for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What for? Verse 2. To see your power and your glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. Passion for God and total surrender. Surrendering your intellect, surrendering your logic. Can I tell you, years ago I listened to Benny Hinn and he made a statement that I appreciated so much, but now, having worked a bit in the miracle ministry, I can tell you I understand clearer what he was saying. He said this, that in many of his meetings, please look up, listen carefully, that many of his meetings, you would find out that if people, every time people came for his meetings, if their attention was just on their healing, their problem, whatever was wrong with them, most times they would not receive. They would have to take their eyes away from the problem and focus on Jesus. Because for many people, you see, they do not agree that God has the absolute power to help them. So they just feel, God, I don't want you to come into every aspect. I've managed this one. I just want you to touch this and that. And God says, you are either ready to get out of the way and allow me step in, or you finish fighting and exhaust your pride. And we live in a world that is largely philosophical. There is over dependence on the flesh. So when people come for a miracle service like this, for instance, you are trusting God to reach you and open doors. But from head to toe, you are full of yourself. My certificates, my qualifications, I have all these things. All I need is just a bit of anointing on it and I'm on fire. And God says, no, except the Lord built a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. It is vain to wake up early in the morning, listen carefully, to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. We have seen skilled people suffer as if God did not call them. And we have seen weak people. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it says, lean not on your own understanding. It is the same God who gave you understanding. To lean does not mean to not use it. It means when it has to do with dealing with God, do not bring your understanding to compete with Him. His realm is higher than your realm. His thoughts higher than your thoughts. Most times people come to God, but they are not absolutely surrendered. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. You know that song? Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Lord, I am here so that you will lift me. It is not my assignment to tell you how. If I could help myself, I would not need to come to you. Don't sit down when you are saying, Lord, lift me, and your mind has held NMPC. You are not going to let me. That is not how God lives. Trust Him enough to get out of the way. How you will do it, oh God, I do not know. But I know that I am in your presence. Let the lifter lift me. Over dependence on our intellect, our philosophies, will always corrupt that atmosphere for the miraculous. Can I tell you this? Many times when I'm praying, preparing for any meeting, especially the miracle service, sometimes God will usually open me to visions of what happens, what is going to happen, sometimes literally, or sometimes I just get pictures of people's cases and the rest. But I prepare my sermon. You see that? I do my due diligence. But I never come to stand here with just an over calculation of this. I come, He's the Lord of hosts. And when I come, having prepared myself, I am completely yielded to Him to move as He wills. In as much as I have a structure, but He knows that when it has to do with this meeting, He can move as He wills. You see, because I don't know, except it is revealed to me. I cannot know what is wrong with you, and I cannot know the area of desperation and the area of need. And it is pride to stand in the way of the one who knows. In fact, it's wickedness. It's not just pride. I'm trying to help you, but I'm ignorant. There is the one who knows exactly where to touch you, and now I will not let him touch you. And sometimes you can be the limitation yourself, because you can think this is what you need. But from the mind of God, what you need is totally different. It is up to you to say, Lord, I truly believe that you can visit me. Surrender. There are times you can have pain, and you may go to the doctor with the arrogance of an amateur, and almost guessing, and you can say, doctor, I am sure it is this thing. And the doctor laughs at you and laughs at your ignorance. and tests you and tells you something totally different and says that's what is wrong with you. But you are feeling another symptom, and yet the doctor, from a professional standpoint, you think it's a financial problem. Open up your heart and let God visit you. You will find out it has nothing to do with finances. In fact, sometimes you can think it's an issue of ill health, but it is not an issue of ill health. It's the ministry of the devourer. He knows that the only way or the most predictable way to destroy your finances is your health. If he spoils your car, you will leave it there. You will not fix the car. So he spoils your body because he knows you will not leave that body that way. And since he has found out that you like this body and you want to live long in it, he will continue to create affliction so that your finances will suffer. So to you now, you can think the real problem is finances. But when you come to God, he will tell you it is not finances. The real problem is ABC. Listen, allow God to interpret your situation to you. The first atmosphere is that atmosphere of total surrender. Lord, I have come before you. As far as I know, there are 10 major problems with me. Disfavor, no helpers, oppression. That's the best that I can know. But I've come to you. You are the wisdom of God. Diagnose me. And do you know, sometimes you see, demon spirits work like an octopus. How many of you know an octopus? That creature with many expressions like legs. It can touch your finance, same spirit. Touch your marriage, same spirit. You think there are different issues, but they are caused by one and the same spirit. How many of you would like to cut down a tree by removing the leaf one by one? How intelligent does that sound? And you are trying to say, Lord, can you help me remove all the leaves in this area? And God says, no, I know what the problem is. The leaves will grow. Allow me to come and bulldoze that thing from the root. And sometimes when he throws it from the root, you will still see the leaf looking green. And he says, go and rest, it's dead. And he said, no, it is still green. He says, I know what I did. Total dependence. Some of you, it may be ministry. Ministry is not growing. And based on your interpretation, it is because I'm in an area that is not my, maybe territorial area. Maybe I'm a Yoruba person among Hausas, or a Hausa person among Yorubas. All those things are just flimsy reasons. God is telling you the diagnosis is there is no favor on you. Period. Lord, why is it that when I get a job in 2 weeks, they drive me? In 2 weeks, they drive me. And you have come with the name of your boss in your prayer request now, hoping that by laying hands on him, maybe God will kill him or do something. But even if the man dies, for instance, will you really be free? Because what is really wrong with you is a pattern. It's a demo. These are altars that have nothing to do. Your boss just happens to be the one that was used to oppress you because of something on you. Have you seen people who complain, and even if the object of complaint is taken away from them, the situation does not change? It's not about the person causing trouble now. It's about something on you that keeps attracting trouble. Are we learning? Atmosphere, component number one. So there has to be genuine passion for the Lord and then complete surrender. Why do you surrender to him? You surrender to allow his wisdom go before you. To allow him be the one to truly interpret what you need. When you go to the hospital, imagine that you go to the hospital and you are seated with a consultant, and you just say, sir, where do you keep your syringes? Where do you keep this? And he says, what for? He says, I want to inject myself. I know exactly what is wrong with me. I just want you to be a witness. And you are breaking that thing and about to give yourself injection. And he said, you are even doing it the wrong way. He said, no problem. I know what I'm doing. And the man says, why are you then here? When you go to a consultant, even if you are a consultant yourself, you are not a consultant in that area. So when you go, you sit down like every other person and say, doctor or consultant, ABC is wrong with me. And you trust him and depend on him. Don't come to God tonight In fact, some of you, in all honesty, as you are seated right now, you cannot truly articulate what is wrong with you. You can only tell the symptoms of what is wrong with you. My money has been hanging for 5 months. Could it really be a financial issue? Let's find out. My health has been having a problem. Could it really be a health issue? Let's find out. Are you learning what I'm saying now? So if I'm here right now and the Holy Spirit says, everybody stand up and start jumping around and dancing, as stupid as it is, that's exactly what I'm going to do. It does not make sense to me, but you have to understand that I'm not the one doing it. It is the one who knows what is wrong with you. Are we together? I never stand on stage ministering to God's people and then close that door to the wisdom of the Spirit. I am aware of how limited and how very ignorant I am as far as having the full capacity to help God's people is concerned. You have come because you believe in Jesus, and you have come because you believe in me, and I'm grateful for that trust. But let me tell you, unassisted, I'm only wasting your time. I can only share scripture and say, let's pray. Do you know what it takes to stand from here and begin to make declarations over someone's life, and like that, doors are opening? You are intelligent. Can a man do that unassisted? No. But I'm happy to inform you, I'm not alone here. Not alone. And the Lord walking with them. And the Lord walking with them. And the Lord walking with them. Number two, the second component that creates the atmosphere for miracles, for signs and wonders, are you ready? Is deep, heartfelt worship. Deep, heartfelt worship. Apostle, I'm not a musician, but you want solutions. But you want solutions. Can I tell you, if you are not a worshiper, there are certain dimensions and certain levels of the atmosphere of the miraculous that your mind, your life will not command. You see, a worshiper is not just one who sings. A worshiper is one whose life, words, and then singing creates that atmosphere for the presence of God to be made manifest. Singing is only a tool. You can sing and you are a singer and a musician and yet not a worshiper. True worship starts from the heart. True worship is a response, is a revelation. You know who God is. Heartfelt worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 from verse 11. 2 Chronicles.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy. You are holy. Holy are you, Lord. For your name is holy. You are holy. Holy.
Heartfelt worship.
King of kings, Lord of lords, Faithful and true, Lamb of God, I worship you.
Shalabakos.
King of kings, Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lamb of God, I worship you. Praise the bread of life, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who saves. We praise the cup of life, that glorious spring that washes our sins away. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Elohim. Can I tell you this? I've worked with God a bit. Let me teach you how to neutralize negative atmospheres. Introduce an atmosphere of deep, heartfelt, presence-carrying worship. Not senseless songs that don't carry any atmosphere. There are songs that were written by people who were just ambitious. I'm talking of atmospheres that carry fire and the power that can change. Complete. This is... Don't be embarrassed, like I said. I believe that God brought you to help you. You see, you can be in error sincerely. You get what I'm saying now? You can be incomplete. If I intend to go to Lagos and I turn towards Kaduna and I fire on four cylinders, I'm sincere, but I'm on my way going somewhere else. And in meetings like this, I'm not, you know, we're not a family that condemns and points fingers at people. Are we together? Once the hearts of people are open, God is willing to help them. But I need to pray for you. Man of God, look at me. I love you with all my heart, but something needs to leave you now. I stretch my hands. I curse that spirit. Lift your hands. Right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let him go. In the name of Jesus, let this be the beginning of a new season for him. Now, in the name of Jesus, and you, my friend, this man, I'm seeing something come out of you. In the name of Jesus, release him now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In Jesus' name I pray. Be gone from him. I'm praying against something I'm seeing. Let it leave you now in the name of Jesus. So this man of God, I will link him up to someone who will just help you. The Lord will honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please be silent, everybody. Just bring all the people who start shouting now under the anointing. Please bring them out. Just do what I'm asking you to do. There will be many, many of them. I'm literally seeing... It's like a smoke, just smoke, cloud of smoke, just moving all the overflows everywhere. Please bring them out. And I will restore, 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 and I will restore. 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 No power will hold you down. And I will restore. Someone, you are a foreigner, you are not a Nigerian. You came in here, and I will restore. That anointing is touching you right now. Please, don't you think we are wasting our time here? God is visiting people. Definite visitations He's giving people tonight. Parakatosh kadiata. Let them go right now. Release their destinies by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're already entering the deliverance session right now. Usually I will ask the instruments to play, but the Lord is telling me to shut everything down. I'm praying. I told you it's not about the ritual of it. It's about alignment. Now please hear me. I'm seeing two words written. And the Lord is saying, as soon as I announce that word, all those who have been victims of it, that deliverance fire is coming upon them. Two words. I'm seeing one reproach. I'm seeing one shame. These two words. Right now I stretch my hands. Everyone here. Kabari Katoshia. Bring them out. The power of God is bringing deliverance right now. For individuals and for families. Shame and reproach. That everything that makes for shame and everything that makes for reproach, it comes under arrest now. There is a lady, there is a mighty deliverance coming for you. You are a foreigner, you are not a Nigerian. You came here. In the name of Jesus, I don't know where you are, but let that fire touch you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please play the strings for me. There is an anointing that is breaking business failure right now. This is what I'm seeing. Of course, I know everybody, but there are people who are calling to this, and there are people who there are yokes that are holding their hands down. You will be surprised to see what happens now as I pray. In the name that is above all names, at the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. Everyone here involved in business of any sort, and it looks like the devil has held on to you. This is Koinonia. This is the house of God. At the count of three, I bring you victory and liberty. One, two, three. Shout Jesus. Bring them out. Babu wani kamaruka ya Yesu. Babu wani kamaruka. Babu wani kamaruka ya Yesu. Babu wani kamaruka. Babu wani kamaruka. This is very strange. This will be the first time I'm seeing this happen. Usually when the Lord wants to touch states, the map of Nigeria would appear and then a hand will point to me the states that the Lord wants to visit. And I'm seeing an anointing and I'm seeing plateau states. I'm seeing the anointing just touching and bringing visitation to people. Now, you belong to that region here, the power of God is touching you and then extending to all those who are connected. In the name of Jesus, I declare, let this happen by the Spirit now. Let this happen by the Spirit now. Let this happen by the Spirit now. I'm taking in a vision, the same map is open to me, and I'm seeing a hand touch Imo State. Right now, I stretch my hands. Imo. Anyone who, help them, please. This is a sign and a wonder how God does these things. That all those who are connected to that territory, something miraculous begins to happen. Madam, this woman, no, not the back, this one, lifting her hands now, this one. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Abuja here, but I'm from Plateau State.
I want to pray for you. Your life is about to change. You believe that?
Yes,
what
sir.
Do you do?
I work in a non-governmental organization.
In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. There is an anointing. Leave her. I'm going to speak to her too. Where are you coming from?
Abuja here.
I want to pray for you. Will you be embarrassed if I talk to you? The Lord wants to take bad luck from your life. I'm looking at you, but in the realm of the spirit, I'm seeing a human being with no face. And the Lord is saying, I should pray for you. Let me pray for someone here. If there is anything that has taken away your identity in the realm of the spirit, because you see, your identity is what distinguishes you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be restoration now. Help her, please. Restoration now. In the name of Jesus, this my sister, I stretch my hands towards you and I pray, may God lift you in a way that will surprise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God lift you in a way that will surprise you. There's someone you've been having severe pain, will soon begin to pray for the sick. Severe abdominal pain. This thing started October or November last year, and it has not left you. The pain is there, severe, sharp, severe pain. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus, release her now. Release her now. Release her now. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that Papuanita Marika. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that Papuanita Marika. No one like you, Jesus, no one like you. No one like you, hey, hey, no one like you. No one like you, Father, no one like you, Master. You're the God of everything, no one like you. Your faith in God and your faith in the vessel that He uses is the third key that connects you. Third key that connects you supernaturally to the power of God. Now I want to minister deliverance by the power of God. Listen to me. What is deliverance? It's a separation between you and the obstacle. It does not necessarily have to be a spirit. Most times, it's a spirit. The gentleman holding the passport, come. Come. Please hurry up. We have to. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord. The Lord mighty in battle, amen. Where are you coming from?
From Abuja here.
I want to pray for you. As I saw you lifting that passport, the Lord said, I should use it as a sign to release your entire family. Where are you from? Not where you are.
I'm from Imo State, sir.
Imo State.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is
the kingdom, the power and the glory.
I stretch my hands, my friend, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. May that anointing come upon you for the sake of your family members. Whether they are following or not, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I bring liberty right now. passport is a token that gives access. Therefore, every door that has been closed over you and over your family, according to the word of the Lord, you are given unrestrained access right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me pray for you. Separation. Most of us, like I was sharing when I was giving the charge, there are spirits that are back of the many symptoms we call problems. The symptoms are there, but let me tell you sincerely, it is not just the financial problem or the marital problem or the whatever problem. Most times, there are spirits that are back of it. Jesus said, loose hand, it told the woman who was bound that she should be loose from her infirmity for 18 years. When she was loose, then he laid hands on her and the healing happened. The healing would not happen if the spirit is there. So I want to pray for you now. You will be surprised that for some of you, even before we begin to pray for the sick, and let me tell you this, when it is time for testimonies, testimonies is not only for healing. Some of you, under the anointing here, you get up and find out that something has happened to you. When it is time for testimonies, you can join them too. And let's hear what God is doing in your life. It's just that there's no time. That's why we just limit it to healing miracles alone. But there are some of you, once you came here, you would be surprised that things would just shift like that. I hope you came with something as a point of contact tonight. Remember, don't worry, a time will come, we'll lift it. But now I want to pray. For as long as I live, the devil will not find peace.
As long as I live, Ninakane, you have bought me with a price, Ninakane. That as long as I live, Ninakane, you have bought me with a price, Ninakane.
You know why I sang that song? If I buy something and you come and hold it to take it away, what are you called? One more time, what are you called? If this body belongs to the Lord and another spirit wants to come and cohabit, deliverance is simply asking the landlord to claim ownership. Landlord, rest upon your property so that everything that is not you, when you see empty houses that are unoccupied, people can come and squat there temporarily. But when the owner of the house comes and he wants to find his place, every squatter will go out. I want to pray for you now. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. And as you shout that name, please, I want you to help those under the anointing and then bring them out. We are going to be very fast here. There are spirits sitting on the destinies of men. There are spirits responsible for disfavor, responsible for wickedness. There are spirits responsible for all kinds of atrocities. We want to bring them under arrest now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare, by the anointing that breaks the yoke, by the Spirit of grace, every family here represented, all our viewers following from across the globe, following from your homes, if there be any entity that is not of the Christ, causing all kinds of problems, as you shout that name, make sure you shout it, those who are following from your homes, everywhere, that the power of God, right here on ground and through the airwaves, will rest upon you and bring that permanent separation. Are you ready now? At the count of three. One, two, my God, three, shout Jesus. Release their destinies now. Please bring them out. Release them now.
Release your destinies now. Powers of witchcraft. Powers in the air. Territorial spirits sitting upon the destinies of men. Bring them out very quickly. In the name of Jesus, we arrest you now. We arrest you now. We arrest you now. We arrest you now. Please, whether you're an usher or not, just help the ushers. I'm sure their hands are limited. Whether you're an usher or not, someone is under the anointing. You can do well to just help them, bring them to the front so that we'll save time. We're still going to pray. There are families under all kinds of yokes. You will still shout that name again. This time around, not just for yourself, but for everyone connected to you. So that even if they could not make it, for your sake. Are you ready now? Father, visit families. May your fire and your anointing burn off altars that are speaking against the glorious destinies of families. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. We set altars on fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, we set yokes on fire. Let them go. Let them go. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let them go. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to declare your release. I declare liberty in the name of Jesus. Will never be a victim of any orchestration of foundations, yokes of darkness, manipulations of witchcraft. Is someone praying? Release your children. Release your destiny. Please pray. Release your ministry. Release your business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me two families. You are from Kogi State. The Lord is taking away the spirit of death. I'm seeing this, my God. Parakatosia, wherever that family is, represented in whichever individual is here, I command that sword of death to be averted from your family now.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm seeing there is someone you've been trusting God for a visa to meet with your spouse abroad, and you've not been able to have that visa. This has been for a while. Do we have someone like that here? It's time for you to go now. Come. Please make sure you verify. Spouse. Give this man the mic. How long?
3 years.
You've not seen your wife?
Yes.
Where is she?
She's in Poland, and I came here for a visa. And I was denied.
coming from, sir? Huh?
Lagos.
Lagos. Your spouse?
My spouse is now in U.S.
Your cousin?
My wife is in U.S.
Is in U.S.
Yes, sir.
And you've not been allowed to go and meet her?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not saying if you are looking for a visa, it's good for us to listen. We're in a prophetic atmosphere. So please make sure you understand what we're saying. Spouse means someone you are married, to, that you help her now. Your name is to be hallowed. Madam, this woman, please tap her for me. You believe in miracles? Lift your hands. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. I want to pray for you. Listen, the Bible says the heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. And like the waves of the sea, God will toss it here and there. It is not spirits and angels that are in the visa offices. They are human beings. And inasmuch as they have a modus operandi, let me tell you, God is able to show mercy and to grant you grace. We are not praying here as a way of downplaying the due process. No, we are people of order. But I am telling you that God is able to step in. And many of you will be surprised. Who is doing an appeal? You are the one doing an appeal.
Your paper is there.
Go and bring it. I want to pray on it. Your name is to be honored. Now let me pray for all of you in the name of Jesus. Two of you right now, the power of God is coming on you. I saw something that just came from the earth into you. And the Lord is saying it must leave. Two of you among those standing here, I stretch my hands. I don't know what demonic thing came from whose village for whatever reason. But in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, it must let you go now. Two of you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Please help that woman so she doesn't fall with her child. Out of her now. Out now. Please lift this man up for me. Sir, look at me. Where are you from?
I'm from Lagos.
State of origin?
Edo State.
I want to pray for you. Please don't be embarrassed. This is a family that loves you. The kind of witchcraft I'm seeing on you, because I'm seeing you inside a coffin, is what I'm seeing. It's not even that somebody from the realm of... I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm going to pray for you. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing a man who is already here. And I'm seeing the month of July. You are on your way towards Auchi. And I'm seeing an accident. Yet the thing has already finished. I stand by the God of heaven who called me. And I decree and declare right now. All death, hear the word of the Lord. Let him go now. I command that spirit, help him out of him now. If there is anyone here, the pronouncement of death or a programming upon your life, you are walking, but already it looks like you've been finished from the realm of the spirit. We have been given authority even over the grave. Right now I pray, anyone here appointed unto death, be delivered from death now. Can I surprise you? The person who will help you is here now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord show you mercy. I'll leave it at that. Go. Now for all of you, in the name of Jesus, please don't be embarrassed. The Lord is giving me a very serious God bless you. I prayed for you. Please, you can go back. Now, there is something serious I want to pray for now. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. But there is someone here. There is a spirit that is not, you are not a bad person. But when this spirit comes on you, you can steal anything, even if it's inside the bank. You are not a wicked person. This is an addiction you have fought and fought and fought. It's not like you're a criminal, but this thing has brought you embarrassment. I want to pray for that person now. I usually would not. I would just ask you to save yourself and sit down somewhere, but I want to pray for that person. Please, if you are here, don't waste our time. God wants to bring you deliverance now. This addiction of stealing. You came here sincerely and it's in your heart. Come and stand though. Let's appreciate them as if there's someone like that coming. Praise the Lord. Please, when you identify them, allow them, if they are coming from outside this place, let them come to stand. I want to pray for them very quickly. Very quickly. Can be male or female. When it has to do with demons, it doesn't matter whether you are. Please. God bless you, my dear brother. You are not the only one. I want to pray. This is a family of faith. In fact, hold on. Let me use the opportunity right now. This is a family of faith. And I'm not going to mention any particular thing, but if you are a victim of any kind of addiction, any kind of addiction is something that has control over you. When it comes upon you, you have no control until it destroys you. Come and stand here right now, quickly. God wants to set you free. Quickly, please come and stand. God bless you. Anything at all. Addiction is destroying people. Don't sit back there. You know that this is your chance. Come and stand before Jesus. And while you stand, be praying. Don't just be looking at me. Please hear me. You don't have to come. If you have a child, you should. If you are the one who is the victim of this, please come. The Lord will be setting you free. But if you are standing for someone, maybe your spouse or a child or whatever, please just sit where you are for the sake of space. Move forward small. Those of you in front, yeah. So are you seeing? Look at this. Now, this is not to condemn them. Listen, my beloved people, look at me. We are a family that loves Jesus and loves you passionately. It is the job of the church to build and to help. So there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Just make sure that as you are coming, you are really sincere to be free. Quickly come. Addictions, my God.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name is to be hallowed.
Now listen, please look at me. Let me explain to you something. Listen carefully, our viewers around the world, and then you who is here. Please, if you are following also online and you are a victim of any kind of addiction, this is your chance to connect. All those people coming from where now? Please, if the hall is full, they can just stand where they are, or those who are already inside, they can just stand in the straight line there, and then others can stand in front of their LEDs. It's the same effect. If not, this place will soon be rowdy. Let's just take it easy. Please, protocol, be easy with them so that no one... People, you see, these precious people are coming because they are tired. Can I tell you, counseling can only go so far in helping addictions. Drunkenness, masturbation, pornography, every kind of thing. They are spirits. And let me tell you the truth. It is not about being good or bad. It's about being a victim of wicked spirits. These spirits are territorial. I'm sorry to say it, but most of them come from social media. Most of them come from movies that sometimes we just expose our spirits in the name of westernization, and we pack all kinds of demonic luggages. You gather 10 people, and I can tell you 7 out of every 10 people are suffering addictions. But can I tell you, you came here for a miracle service. Because some of you, let me tell you what happens. Look up, please. Let me teach you how these spirits work. You see, the moment a great door is about to open, that urge comes. And the moment, whether it is drunkenness, whatever, that door is closed forever. Hallelujah. Hold on. There is one person here, you inject yourself. Who is that? Let me see your hands. Like, I'm seeing a syringe. Now, I don't know if the injection with what, but I don't know if it's inside. Don't be afraid. Who is that? I'm seeing something that has to do with a syringe. Who is that? Help this lady. I hope she's not falling under the anointing. Like a syringe, like giving yourself shots of injection, literal injection. I don't know what you are injecting. There are people who snuff this thing they use to fix tire of car. What is it called? Huh? Now, do you think any right thinking human being with his brain will go and bend down to snuff that thing? It's a spirit. Now, do you know why? This is a lesson to the body of Christ. Most of these people you see have at least one Christian near them. But this, our obsession for condemnation, is why people just keep quiet and suffer in silence. Nobody wants to be stigmatized and to be made. You think these people standing are wicked people? Some of them are more sincere and honest than most people you know. Until the body of Christ returns to the place of love, genuine love, we will keep losing our people to Satan. Let me tell you, all of you who are standing here, I want you to know that, number one, I love you sincerely. And number two, you will be delivered now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Repeat this prayer after me loud. And at the end of it, I'm going to pray for you. Those standing anywhere at all. And then those outside, those maybe addictions following. Respectfully speaking, I know that many of our Western people who are connecting, please don't think because you are in America or Europe, a spirit is a spirit. Addiction is addiction. And you can open, mama, you can stand in for your child. Parents, you can stand in for your loved ones. Say after me, Father, have mercy on me. Say it again, Father, have mercy on me. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare as an act of my will that the spirit responsible for this addiction, by my God-given authority, I choose life, I choose freedom from that spirit. Therefore, from tonight, I declare my liberty in Jesus' name. Get ready. The power of God is coming on you right now. At the count of three, Satan, you heard your confession. The Bible says, for with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. They have declared their liberty. At the count of three, every spirit responsible for any kind of addiction, at the count of three, go now. One, two, three, go, go, go. Out of their destiny. Out of their destiny. Parakatoskadia. I break that addiction. Go forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. And every altar servicing that addiction, in the name of Jesus, I come against you now. Anything you cannot control has become a god over you.
Be free now. Be free now. Now look at me. Just two instructions to help you. For those of you who have listened to my teaching on the mystery of deliverance, there are three stages to total deliverance. And I'll be teaching you. We're soon getting to the series. Number one is freedom from the spirit influence that is back of whatever issue of concern. Number two is called deliverance through transformation. That means your mind has to be exposed to renewal. And then number three is called the discipline of conformity. You have a role to play. Say, for instance, if yours is drunkenness, and then you still go back to the bar, chances are excellent that when you see all your friends and colleagues, and you see those bottles of beer sweating in the cold, brought out of the freezer, you will go back in that thing again. Can I tell you? Change your friends. Did you hear what I said? Don't insult anybody, but change your friends. Some of you don't have one good friend. One good friend. A friend to a thief is what? Are we together? So I beseech you by the mercies of God, now that you have received this, please be grounded in the house of God. Go to Koinonia Global. You can get the teachings. Listen to them for your renewal. This is a battle for your destiny. Number two, you can, on Tuesdays, our prayer department meets at the DOA. You can, whether you are a member of prayer band or not, you can come even if it's just for 2 weeks and come and stretch with them and learn and allow the spirit of grace to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone among you people standing here. You are soon going back to your seat. But there's somebody that God needs to deliver from anger. You can use your physical hand and kill when you are angry. It's not you. It's a spirit. It's about to leave you now. Don't worry. You don't have to tell me you are the one. If you are the one, the anointing will look for you now. Anger. Like, I'm not talking of just this rage. You literally can hold a human being. And until that person dies, you will not leave him. It's not normal. Remember what I taught you. Right now, every wicked spirit, male or female, I don't care what, every spirit of anger. Can I tell you? Look at this. Look at this. Listen. Do you know, when people come to me for counseling or they are ready to get married, before I start asking them any question, the first thing is proper deliverance from these things. When you marry somebody, you are marrying everything they came with. The assignment of a man of God is to help you edit those wicked things before you get into your home. That's why you see men who can get angry and tear their wives into pieces and say sorry and do it again. Or you can see a woman who will carry hot water from the pot and put and spray it on her husband and say sorry and do it again. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of anger, not just for those who are out here, but for everyone here. If there is anyone who is a victim of the spirit of anger, right now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be delivered now. In the name of Jesus. Now, please, let's be patient and appreciate them as they quickly return to their seats. Please, let there be... The person injecting himself, who is that? This lady? Oh my God. Let the rest go. Let she can stay. Please stay, darling. I'll pray with you right now. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those under the anointing can stay. Please, the rest. If you are moving, please move quickly. We're about to pray for the sick now. Is someone seeing what God is doing in this place this night? Your name is to be hallowed. Where are you from, my dear?
From Edo State.
You are from Edo State?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you.
You believe that Jesus can set you free?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands towards you. Whatever spirit makes you to inject yourself, as painful as injection is, so you can see. It has to be a spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, please look at me. Don't feel bad. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command now that spirit and that influence, it leaves you forever. Is someone agreeing with me over this lady? You see, the secret, hold on please, and we teach this in the school of ministry. One of the secrets of ministering effectively is to put yourself in the shoes of people. It's called compassion. Compassion fuels the anointing. If you imagine that this is your sister or your daughter or your wife or your relative, then compassion will well up within you. For as long as you think this is some stranger somewhere, she's from Edo State and I am here from another place, you will not be able to help people that way. In the name of Jesus, as the house of God, we declare you free. As the house of God, we declare you delivered. We will never lose you to Satan. The Lord is showing you mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's pray for the sick now. Let's pray for the sick. Please look up. Why is the healing ministry important? Let me teach you something very quickly and then we'll pray for the sick. Why is the healing ministry important? I will tell you why. Because every man is spirit. Please look up. Man is spirit. And every spirit resides legally. If it is to function in the earth here, it resides in a body. Are we together? And for as long as you have a body, you have the legitimate ground, the authorization to function within the earth. Whatever deteriorates your body to a point where it no longer becomes functional is administering death to you, because there is a threshold level of health that your body must have for your spirit to be able to safely reside within it. Are we together now? The assignment of Satan is to ultimately lead you to that point of separation by deteriorating your health condition. It can come in any form. So when your health is deteriorated beyond a certain threshold, what happens to you? Satan now ensures that your body is separated from your spirit. So every time we minister healing, it is a way of preserving your life so that you will have that body to be able to serve the purposes of God. He says, "A body hast thou prepared for me." Are we together? Except through understanding, as you age and as time passes, because of the wear and tear of this body, naturally, medical people begin to tell us that you will begin to see certain things. And I have found out that about the most common of these things for men, prostrate, high blood pressure, paralysis, and all these things. What do we call this sickness where your mind is not coordinated again? You start forgetting things and all of that. You see that now. And then, of course, women, it comes as all kinds of things. But I want you to make up your mind. I know there are doctors here. I respect you and I respect whatever it is that you have studied. I want you to believe that the word of God becomes the definition for your life. For as long as you start believing some of these things, they subliminally start programming you. I am 50 now. I expect enlarged prostrate. And the devil says, thank you for welcoming it. And you receive it by faith. Are we together? You have a right to reject anything at all that is not of God. Reject it. And stand with faith and in faith. Why am I saying this? So that when we are praying for the sick, you don't say, since my own condition does not necessitate admission in the hospital, I am fine. Remember what I taught you about the devil? The moment he tests you and you allow him unrestrained, he will move further to bring another version of that thing. So right now that I want to pray for the sick, please, I want you to release your faith that anything that does not represent God's design for you as revealed in Scripture, it is time for it to leave. Is someone in agreement? Please rise up on your feet. While that is happening, how many of you have your prayer request here? All the overflows to the basement, outside, those following online. Now, we'll do two things at the same time. Number one is our ushers will be collecting the prayer request now. What I want you to do, please still write. If there are things you need to write, I'll give you 1 minute very quickly. You want to add something, your faith has been enlarged, and you still want to add one or two things, write it down quickly. And then pass it. May I request that you pass it to someone, maybe by your left and right. Let there be one person who has. Nobody will read your request. Just pass it for ease. Ushers, please, you can begin to walk around very quickly so that we'll collect it. If you're still writing, just take a minute or two and write, believing the Lord to step in for you. You heard what the Lord did in the life of our dear one who testified, writing something in the prayer request. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Very quickly, medical reports, terminal situations, unfavorable conditions for you, your children, parents, spouse, company, business, church. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing but in everything. So there is nothing that should be left out of the scope of prayer. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, let your request be made known unto God. Let your request be made known unto God. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, we'll start reading from verse 6. You'll find that, and it says, and the peace of God will garrison your heart and your mind. Very quickly. Now, I want to pray for the sick. Listen, I have seen the healing power of Jesus. I was so touched by the testimony of our dear sister. Look, the miracle that Jesus did for her husband, literally from the dead, and then correction, brand new organs. The mighty God is able to do this. I want to pray for you now. Hallelujah. Now please lay your hands. Why do I ask you to lay your hands? As a point of contact, it's a way of releasing your faith. Before God stepped in, we're talking about the three components that must be present to create an atmosphere of the supernatural. One is passion for God and complete surrender. Number two, we agreed that the second key that I wrote here is deep, heartfelt worship. Number three is faith. Now you're about to exercise your faith. I hope you know that faith is simply obedience. Obedience to the word of God, obedience to the demands that commit God to your life. Without action, you are not walking by faith. It's as simple as that. Faith is more than confession. Faith is more than believing. Faith is your action. Now, here's what I want you to do. We are not going to take too much time. The moment I begin to pray for you, others, as you fell under the power of God, miracles began to happen to you. All kinds of supernatural corrections. Do you know why we ask people to come out when they are healed? It's not just to show that the man of God is powerful. No. You see, with all humility, at this point in ministry, there is nothing to prove again. God has honored himself beyond contention. But the goal is, in coming out to testify, three things happen. Number one, you help the people to see the power of God on display truthfully. Number two, it acts as a seal to what you have done. Are we together? The Bible says we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word. Yes. The word of your testimony is part of the weapons of your overcoming. So I'm going to pray for you right now. all the overflows outside, following all our viewers across the globe. As I pray for you right now, immediately I want you to begin to send in your testimonies for those of you who are outside of the local environment. And for those who are here, the moment I ask you to come out, to come and testify, do not be afraid, do not be ashamed. I want you to come out, we'll take a few testimonies, then we'll pray over the requests, and I prophesy into your life. Are you ready now? Please lay your hands and begin to pray in 1 minute. Jesus, step in for me with your mercy over whatever condition it is. Mention it. Please pray. Don't tolerate anything that does not look like Jesus. I'm beginning to lose hearing. Don't tolerate it. I'm suffering the issue of blood. Don't tolerate it. I'm beginning to have whatever symptoms. Don't tolerate it. It looks like I'm having heart palpitations, breathing problems. Don't tolerate it. Lumps all over my body. Don't tolerate it. Talk to Jesus. Jesus, step in. Step in over my life. Step in over my destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In one of the visions that I had, as God began to release me into the ministry, I saw I was in a place and it was like the hospitals were closed. It was like a curfew. But then there were people lying down, some sick, some lifeless, you know, just littered across an open space. And I was outside and I saw them. I felt very, very terrible and irritated by their conditions. And they were looking up to me, and it was in the night, and it looked like these people were hoping that I would do something. And I heard a voice. That voice spoke to me, and it said to heal them. And that is why what opened me up to the healing ministry. I really believe in the power of Jesus to heal. I believe. He heals. He healed yesterday. He's healing now, and he will heal forever. The healing ministry is one of the cardinal components that puts the power of God on display. Are you ready now? Let's pray. The saints and the angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The saints and the angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, Jesus. Something is happening here. I'll sing it one more time. The saints and the angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. I was giving an example about this enlarged prostrate, but it's not just an example. The Spirit of God is ministering to me that He's healing someone of that condition right now. It's beginning to happen to you. This thing happened from when you were around 55. It started. All of the symptoms that show an enlarged prostate. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. I stretch my hands and I decree and declare. Everyone here who has any blood condition. You've seen Jesus change genotypes here. You've seen Jesus remove all kinds of things from your blood. Every stranger in your blood that should not be there, in the name of Jesus, I flush them out now. I flush them out now. Be healed right now.
migraine headaches, the Lord is healing migraines. Very severe migraine, be healed now. Every damaged organ in your body, we declare a brand new organ now. The pelvic area, for someone, you've had severe pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is bringing you life and healing right now. Please believe it. You are receiving something right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Eye conditions. For one of you, you are just beginning to see symptoms of a very severe eye problem. And for others, it's been there for a while. It does not matter how long. I command eyes be open now. Honestly, I'm sensing a very, very strong anointing. There's someone, your chest, that demonic thing around your chest, I declare be released from it now. This is not like you have fever, but many times your tongue just tastes bitter. Very, very bitter for reasons you do not know. And the moment that thing happens, it comes with ill health. It looks like a severe case of typhoid. But you've treated it, it's returned. You've treated it, it's returned. It's a demonic thing. Right now, I stretch my hands. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blood condition, I'm repeating it again, HIV, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Hepatitis, be healed now. Sugar diabetes, be healed now. Severe waist pain, the Lord is healing severe waist pain. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, I don't know what it is, at this side of your neck. As soon as I'm done praying, I want you to check yourself. You will see that a miracle has happened right now. Let that demonic growth leave you now. There is someone, you're not in the main auditorium, but you are losing your teeth. I've prayed over this kind of condition before. Something is happening and it's like your teeth, your gums or whatever is weakening. And a few have been pulled out already, and I'm seeing that more of it is like it's weak. The power of God right now is bringing you healing and restoration. Now, anyone who is on crutches, anyone who is using an aid to walk, I declare life and strength to your limbs now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every deafness, partial deafness, total deafness, I command that ear to be opened now. Someone, there is like a growth in your throat, but it's inside. It's not like thyroid, but I don't know what it is. It looks like it looks to me, from what I'm seeing, like it's a boil, but it's inside you with severe pain. Not it looks like tonsillitis, but it's not tonsillitis. Wherever you are right now, as I'm praying, the power of God is resting upon you now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every joint pain, hear the word of the Lord, I declare be healed now. Now, every other situation, whether I mentioned it or not, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am praying for you. Inside, outside, everywhere, I bring you life and healing in Jesus' name. Life and healing in Jesus' name. Life and healing in Jesus' name. I want you to check yourself right now, everywhere. Check yourself. I want us to celebrate miracles for a few minutes. Check yourself. The moment you find out that something has happened to you now, or as at the time I was praying, my God, I'm seeing people coming out. Celebrate them very quickly. You find out that a miracle has happened. Please, I want you to be bold. Walk to the front right now. And there will be people here to receive you. Let's take a few testimonies. Please, very quickly. Koinonia, is this what you are doing? Is this the best you can do? Check yourself very quickly. Miracles are happening right now. Do what you couldn't do before. Stretch, stand, walk. Let someone speak over you. Are you seeing what Jesus is doing here? I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You're the Son of God. Lord, I believe.
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You're the Son of God.
One more time. We believe.
Say.
Yes, Lord,
we believe.
Jesus is bringing miracles.
We believe. You're the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Are we ready? Yes, sir. God bless you. All right,
Apostle.
Please listen very carefully to these testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Whilst you are listening, the power of God is also touching you. And those of you who have received miracles from across the globe, do well to send in your testimonies immediately. We'll have a few testimonies and then you'll be done. Now, very quickly, go ahead.
So, Apostle, this sister here has had migraine for like 5 years.
Migraine. And what happened to you now?
Praise the Lord. I came with a very severe headache, which is I'm very used to it. So I came and I was like, maybe it has started again. I went to the restroom to wash my eyes because of
yes.
I have all thin eye and my
and what happened now?
I went to collect paracetamol. But when, during the service, I felt a cold sensation in my body.
Yes.
And everything has
completely gone. It never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus.
So, sir, interestingly, you mentioned the case of
yes,
my
sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Particularly for this lady when you were praying for her. And she has an amazing testimony to share with
go you. Ahead. Yes, please.
Praise God. When Papa was praying for a woman that had a fibroid and I was down there, I fell onto the anointing and later, I was checking myself since then. And there is a swelling here before. But
oh, there was a swelling.
Yes,
you could feel it
yes.
right now.
No,
check it.
I was trying to press my stomach to see if I can see that swelling.
It's gone. Are you celebrating Jesus? Look at this. Came with an evident swelling. And now it's gone completely. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
So for the past 3-4 days now, I've been having serious pain inside my throat.
Okay.
I can't, whenever I'm swallowing any saliva, I feel serious pain. So I had to visit the pharmacist. They gave me this thing to be taken.
Yes.
From time to time, and I have a tablet too. But immediately you just called that, I felt this, see
something just.
And I swallowed saliva. I want to swallow saliva. I had to take one of these, put in my mouth before I could feel it.
And right now,
I feel better.
In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of those with high defect. Hers is astigmatism. She couldn't look at bright light, but now she could look at light.
You couldn't look at bright light? For how long?
It's 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And right now? You can look at this light and it has no effect on you. My goodness. Are you celebrating Jesus? Complete healing for you right now. Yes, please. Very quickly.
Severe back pain for the past 1 year. You couldn't bend down, but now you could
bend down, my friend.
Comfortably and
bend down. Any pain. Any pain. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
You gave word of knowledge of those with severe chest pain. Our mommy has had it for about some years now, but now,
Mama, how
4
long,
years
how
now,
long has it been?
Like 4 years.
4 years.
Yes, sometimes it blocks. It's like there's something there. So sometimes when I'm eating, it sort of chokes.
And what happened to you now?
I can't feel that.
Completely. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Any pain. Let's celebrate Jesus for what he's doing in the life of our mother. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Pastor Jakes. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Apostle, medical team, we're actually verifying an interesting
okay.
testimony here.
Wow.
Please come. So, she suffered a stroke.
A stroke?
Yes, sir. And amazingly, God touched her.
What happened, my dear? What's your name? And
good evening, sir. My name is Abby.
whilst the woman was giving the testimony about her husband who had somebody's stroke.
Can you amplify the volume? Taking her, help us with the volume.
I said to myself, I said, her own is more than mine. That means I can get my healing. And whilst I was sitting there, I started moving my legs.
Did you come here?
I could move, but I always felt the small pain.
Yes.
And then on my lips as well, it's numb. It was numb.
Your
and
lips?
Then, yes. And then whilst you were praying, my head, if I held my head like this and shake it, it will ache. Like it was very heavy. But as you prayed, there was a cold sensation. And even as I was...
My dear, look at me. Look, she's even surprised. Walk. Walk as fast as you can. Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus?
Name above every other name. What can't you change? What can't you change?
Can you imagine? The devil would have just destroyed the life of this lady. My dear, she's surprised. Look at this. Look at me. In the name of Jesus, we agree with you. That devil goes now, never to return. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. So, Apostle, again, Mama here has been experiencing severe pain, aside from her finger, then it actually moved into other locations.
Are you seeing what God is doing now?
Yes.
Mama, what happened to you?
I told God today to give me a first-time miracle. Even here. Yeah, I took paracetamol here today while sitting when I came to
you. You took paracetamol here?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And now I'm not feeling any.
Check yourself. Check yourself. Look at this. Look at this. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will honor you and perfect everything that concerns you. In Jesus' name I pray. Are you ready? Go ahead. Oh my God. Look at this.
There's a mighty miracle here.
Look at this.
She was supported. She couldn't walk. She was supported to come here.
My dear,
but the power of God talked to her since last year.
Look how the lady is. My dear, look at me. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that spirit. I lose you right now. Let her try. Look at me.
She was headed here. She couldn't walk.
She couldn't walk?
Yes.
Walk. Walk.
Apostle, this is her mother.
Oh, this is her mother.
Yes, sir.
Mama, what is... Are you her mother?
She was beside for National Hospital on Friday.
What happened to her?
Just like that, it fell down.
Does this thing look just like that? Every power masquerading as circumstances to plague your life. In the name of Jesus, I curse it now. Look at how the devil wants to destroy the destiny of this precious lady. Just like that? No. Stretch your hands towards her as the house of God. In 1 minute, let's declare perfection over this miracle. Lord, this that you have begun, this lady will not die. This lady will not die. This lady will not die. In the name of Jesus, whatever is wrong, we bring correction and perfection. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Very quickly.
There are two cases of swollen hands. She said last year, since she gave birth, her hand got swollen. And
let me hear her. What happened to you? Straight to the point, madam.
Okay, Apostle, I gave birth last year, December 13th. So my hand began to swell up gradually. And then...
Your hand?
Yes. This place.
It
began to swell up. And then I could not move it very well. And then if I move, I have this severe
pain. And right now?
And right now, I receive...
Move it. Look at this. Since she gave birth, she could not move her hand. My dear, in the name of Jesus, you are healed and you are perfected by the power of the Holy Spirit. Affliction will not rise a second time. In Jesus' name.
See, another case of swollen hand to heal by the power of God.
What happened to you?
I came back from work on Friday. Nothing happened to my hands. My hands started paining me. I could not sleep in the night. Yes, this night too, I could not sleep. But immediately I stepped down here, I could bring down my hand. I could use it to stretch myself.
Raise it up. Bring it down. Raise it up. Any pain. You are perfected right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, God has touched another mama.
Oh, dear.
All right. So, mama came in from Jos. And she actually said she actually came in. She was taking some drugs. And I think I'll...
What happened to you, ma?
I had pains. Waist pain and then abdominal pains. When you were praying, I was having severe pains. I even took my drug when I was inside my car coming from Jos. But when you were praying, after the prayer...
It's gone now. Check yourself. Any pain? Completely. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Who is ready? Yes.
So we have this brother that had pain.
I have abdominal pain. It has been long. It come up and stop. But when you are praying for someone that have abdominal pain, so I get in and hold my hand on my small.
And right now, it's gone.
Yes.
It will never return to you again.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Apostle, you give word of knowledge of those with prostrate enlargement. Now the power of God is breaking out here to the father in Enugu. Prostrate. So the difficulty in the urination. So immediately you prayed that prayer, he called his brother and he asked the brother, the father, to go and heal himself. And now the father is jumping, healed, but jumping powerfully.
Where?
Healed.
Where is that?
In Enugu.
Enugu State.
Enugu State, yes.
My
yes.
Goodness.
I brought all their prayer requests and I submitted it just now. But while they were praying, after the prayer, I called my mom and I told my dad to try and ease himself. And he told me he's feeling ease. And just now, my brother just called and told me that he's jumping up. He's been healed.
Enugu State, in the name of Jesus, let there be a supernatural miracle. Perfection, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's see if we can take two more or three more, and then we'll just pray. I'm really interested in this prayer request. Yes.
You gave word of knowledge of cases of ulcer.
You've
had it for 2 years now. The power of God came upon him. The pain disappeared. So he went to the medical personnel to check it, and now the ulcer symptoms are gone.
In the name of Jesus, place your hand on your chest. I decree and declare right now, let there be perfection for you. It will never return. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, a very interesting miracle here. So, let's hear you first. Sir, he's lived with migraine headaches for 7 years. He got used to it.
Never get used to wicked and evil and difficult things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I've been passing through this headache for more than 7 years. I call it my normal sickness. Like yesterday, I live my life like that. Headache is normal to me. But I was here sitting down. I was feeling it small. So I didn't feel it again. And also in my JS tree, I fell down from a tree. Hit my waist and
you fell down from a tree?
Yes, sir. And I can't bend down. Throughout last year, I couldn't do any serious.
Bend down now.
If I should bend down for 5 minutes, I'll start shivering.
Bend down now.
I tried to bend down and I still feel myself. There is nothing.
Oh my God.
And just when I was having difficulty, at times my breath will start it will cease. I complained to my parents, at times my breath will just stop. And
right now you are healed.
Amen.
I declare perfection for you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's
Apostle,
see.
Apostle, in summary, you migraine, back pain, head pain, all of them healed by the power of the Most High.
Okay. Now, let me just stretch my hands. You know, I love seeing elderly people healed. They deserve peace in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, perfection for you. In Jesus' name. We'll take one
Apostle,
or two more
we
here.
Need to hear this.
Yes, sir.
Please come. So you gave an accurate word of knowledge regarding a lady with, feeling bitter taste in her
yes.
tongue. Absolutely.
Who is that?
Amazing.
Okay.
Whenever I got a new job, I usually feel bitter mouth.
Whenever
I got a job,
okay.
I'll feel bitter mouth, and all of a sudden I'll feel sick and I'll lose the job. And it happened to me this week.
You see what you are saying? Very demonic situation. This is not an issue of sickness. What happened to you now?
I'm
completely.
Completely.
everything you have lost, let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a restoration for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
So, Apostle, here several cases of migraine and, you know, healings in the throat.
Migraine. I'm seeing the doctor is dragging one lady here. It's like she wants us to hear her testimony.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
I was blind, but now I'm healed. Straight to the
I
point.
I am healed. I could not use these eyes, to see anybody from far.
It's which like one?
This one.
How long?
It's due to diabetes. For the past 3 years. But it happened like a year now. I can't read. I can't see anybody.
Yes.
But today, I could see it from the screen from where I sat down. I can close my eyes and I can
close the one that was walking.
Yes, this is the one that is walking. And I could read from
what?
This.
Don't
this
worry. Side. What can you see?
I can see four. Hallelujah! Five! Your complete hands. I can't see. I can only see.
What can you see?
Two fingers. Thank you, Jesus.
What can you see now?
I can see three, four, five. Thank you.
Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Can I tell you? Losing your eye is not a good thing. Believe me. Losing your eye is not a good thing. There were miracles that Jesus would heal one and leave the rest, but not blindness. When he saw blindness, he insisted that their eyes were opened. In the name of Jesus, we agree with you as the house of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Perfection for you. You go back and you live a normal life with joy. This is what you get for coming to the house of God. In Jesus' name. And diabetes, by the way, you said it. We curse that spirit right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. For the sake of time, we may not be able to take all one by one, but can I agree with you? For all of you who have received miracles in the name of Jesus, it remains permanent with you. And I decree and declare there will be no resurgence of those illnesses and those issues of concern. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. Please rise up on your feet and stretch your hands here. All the overflows, just stretch your hands. We are praying right now. I want you to stretch your hands and begin to declare our global family. I'm praying over the request now. I believe in the ministry of prayer and prophetic intercession. When we pray like this, it's because we believe in the God that can hear and can act. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. I want you to stretch your hands and begin to declare that in the name of Jesus, I receive answers by faith. I receive answers by faith to everything that I've written here. For those of you who came in and brought requests for your loved ones, go ahead and release your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you praying? All the overflows. You are praying now. Lord, step in. Do the impossible. Do the impossible. Remember the last component, faith. Release your faith. God is doing miracles right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as long as I live, I will never stop interceding over the desires of God's people, because I know that we serve a God who answers prayers. Are we together? I want you to believe in every declaration that we'll be making here. It is not, we're not acting. This is not just some show. Believe me, you will get answers to this request. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over this request. And I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that these Egyptians you see today, may you see them no more forever. May you see them no more forever. May you see them no more forever. Every spirit that is back of these tragedies, we declare, let judgment come upon them now. In the name of Mike, that is working. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you. For those of you who have put timing to your requests, in the name of Jesus, it will not delay by a day. Let me repeat it again. If you have put timing on your request, I prophesy to you, it will not delay by one day. Whoever has vowed that this request will not be answered, in the name of Jesus, we overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. And we give you what is rightfully yours. Every system and every structure that needs to come under the influence of the Spirit for this request to be answered, we put pressure on them now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stand upon this prophetically and I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will never be an issue of concern for you again. The Lord gave us an instruction to come with any point of contact. Lift it up now. If you came with any point of contact, your credentials, your whatever it is. Now, this is not ritual. We are doing this based on the understanding that we are bringing a token, a point of contact. Whatever, you can lift your hands if there's nothing. In your home, whatever, anything that is a point of contact. Please believe. Believe in prophetic instructions. Do the impossible. Do the impossible. Do the impossible. I stretch my hands over these points of contact, whether it is your credentials, whether it is your employment letter, whether it is your business, whatever, whether it is a court case, whether it is a summon from the court, whether it is a real estate project, a project with institutions, systems, and structures, whether it is papers for your ministry, papers for travels, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, prophetically, I lay my hands on every one of these contacts and I declare, I command them to bring back joyful testimonies for you. I command them to bring back joyful testimonies for you. The Bible says, for everyone that asketh, receive. To him that seeketh, he shall find. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. Every closed door over these things lifted. I stand by the power of the prophetic and I command those doors to be opened now. Hear me. For some of you, after this service, they will call you. And by that call, you will know you have stepped into a new season. Everyone lifting your credentials by faith, trusting God for a job. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shift every space that needs to be shifted and we create space for you. For all those who are holding legal documents, in the name of Jesus, if there be anything against you, we plead mercy. And if anyone is lifting a medical report or anything of that sort, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you or for whoever you are standing in for, let there be a testimony now. I declare those documents anointed. I declare them graced. May they produce results for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Now please listen. Listen. It just occurred to me. I don't know why I didn't say it. The whole of the month of March, we are going to be dealing with the subject of deliverance, demonology, and spiritual warfare. Listen, I told you that I want to teach you this. I want to settle down. Please open your spirit by the grace of God. God is going to be opening our eyes. There is a lot of ignorance in the body of Christ as to the operation of demons, foundations, yokes, destinies, the mystery of the blood, how to command and walk in perpetual victory. The time has come. So the entire month of March, we're going to be dealing with this extensively. Let your heart be open, our global family. Be sure to... God is going to be giving us explanations and you'll be making sense out of the things around our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ.